Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. His book is called Personal Brilliance. We're talking about that, folks. We're talking about being personally brilliant, making and aggregating all that personal brilliance to the benefit of your company and to the people who work with you. We're talking about building an organization of people that who want to learn every day, who are naturally curious, who ask a lot of questions to the point of being annoying. That's okay, folks. That's a good sign. You know, Jim, when people ask questions, when people push my envelope, as the owner of my company, what I hear when they do that, I don't hear nosy or annoying. I hear ownership. What do you think?
Absolutely right. That engagement is what we're looking for, because as we've talked about before on other segments, you can't be everywhere as the leader of the organization. You can't be in every customer transaction. So you have to trust that that person is fully engaged in your mission and what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only do that if you develop that trust and you're comfortable with the fact that they are learning all of the time. And you've put them in a position where they're going to stretch a bit, but that they have the base fundamental knowledge to be able to pull off that environment that situation that they're faced with.
Right.
And you're not there, you can't control it. That's a comfort level that I have to have as a business owner in order to be able to sleep at night. That's what makes everything work.
So as we talked earlier, you got to hire people that can actually step up to something, to a relationship like this. You got to hire capable, intelligent people who are curious enough to want to be engaged, to want to own their little piece of your pie. And then you used a word that I've been talking about for a long time and quite often on this show. That's an important critical element of any kind of a growing successful organization. And that word is trust. Talk to us about the importance of trust in this type of thinking that you're giving us.
How about if we give our listeners a test for their organization?
We love tests.
To see if this is okay. All right, here's the scenario. It's 7 p.m. You're working on a project for a client, not necessarily a business owner, but somebody working within your organization. It's 7 p.m. You're working on a project for a customer that's due the first thing tomorrow morning. You just got off the phone with your spouse, who's not too thrilled about you still being at work, all that life balance stuff. And what happens? A coworker appears in your doorway in a panic because they also have a client project deliverable due in the morning, and they're stuck and they need your help. The test is, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take the, you know, there's a lot of different ways to react to that individual depending on their development stage, et cetera, et cetera. But if your first inclination is, I'm going to help this person, that indicates that we have trust. You know, we've all seen the signs that are hanging up in organizations. Poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Right.
It's funny and it's cute, but what that sign basically says is, I don't trust you. Get out of here.
Right.
And see, on my championship team, there's no room for that mindset, that thought. So you're going to figure out how to get that task done. Why? Because I trust you. I trust that you've done everything and you really need my help.
Mm-hmm.
That's what trust is about.
And you bank that trust, don't you, Jim? You bank it.
You
have to make those deposits for the day when you need to make a withdrawal, don't you?
Exactly. And see, usually those deposits come in my situation that I'm thinking about because I've taught you something in the past. You've taught me something in the past. We create a bond because of that, and that's where the trust develops. Whether you're senior or junior to me in experience, if we're teaching each other things, we're in that learning organization, this trust gets cemented. That's what we're looking for.
Right. Well, trust is – it's interesting that you bring up trust at this point, because it's very important. And one of the things that our trust expert, Arki Chankudi, would say is he'd want me to stick in here. The part about trust is the fact that, you know, what you were saying about that we were talking about banking trust with someone. If I know, if you ask me for help and I say I'm going to help you, and you say when can I have that help, and I say how about noon tomorrow, well, you're going to trust me enough to say to tell you, okay, it's 9 o'clock. I told you I'd have it in 3 hours. I'm not going to have it in 3 hours. I'm going to have it in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's some kind of closure. So I can trust you to perform, or if you can't, to let me know that you're going to that you can't perform.
Well, yeah, I'm trusting that you care.
Right.
And that's you can
exactly
be late
right.
if you care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay to be late if you don't care.
But that's
and
all
that's
part
what
of
I have to trust in.
That's all part of this trust thing, and it's all part of this. Of this performance, this championship team thing, but now the one factor we've got in here, Jim, that's the tricky factor is the human factor. You know, humans are a little tricky, a little cagey sometimes. We're a little twitchy sometimes.
It requires constant attention. That's what leadership is.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Isn't that the glue that holds all this together? Leadership.
Yeah, if I look back at my example and why we had a learning organization with no training department, it was because the leader was in a mode of asking for and demanding, if you will, value creation from everybody there. And everybody was equal in that regard. We
right.
did some wild things, like everybody had the same salary, but they got paid by the value that they
when
created.
When we come back after these messages, I want to get Jim to talk to us about how, without a training department, how all this knowledge that they were coming up with, how did that get transferred around? How did it get migrated around so everybody benefited if there was no central place where basic standards of learning were distributed? And we're going to do that right after these messages. 10 Till, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.